I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper unveiled his 2018 budget proposal yesterday. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, it would put more money into education, public safety, and a rainy day fund.
State lawmakers ultimately craft and pass the budget, but it's based on the governor's original request. Henry Sobenet is his budget director. He says there was a concerted effort to put more money into colleges and universities that were hard hit during the recession.
Are we giving people an affordable chance to get an education and compete in the economy? All the pressures that have gone into higher education over the years, tuition's gone up by a lot. We have a little room in the general fund. This is a chance to have tuition increases be a little lower.
For in-state students, Sobenet says the increases will average 3%. Hickenlooper is also proposing to increase the budget reserve to 7% to prepare for the next recession. He's also backing the idea of shoring up public pensions and putting more money into broadband for rural areas. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado authorities are searching for a man who police say walked into a Thornton Walmart and immediately opened fire, killing two men and a woman last night. A police department spokesperson says the shooting appears to be random. The Denver Post reports authorities say the suspect is 47-year-old Scott Ostrom, who fled in a red Mitsubishi. He's considered armed and dangerous. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.